أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the miracle that Allah allowed Sulaiman alayhi salam to perform. And that was, he requested some of the personnel in his forces to transport the Arsh of Bilqis, the throne of Bilqis, all the way from Saba in Yemen to where Sulaiman alayhi salam was located in the land of Sham, Palestine, all the way. And it was done, he spoke of the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as one who had the knowledge of the book, Asif ibn Barkhiya, rahimahullah. Before they arrived, Sulaiman alayhi salam then instructed his forces, the jinn kind, and whoever else was there. He said to them, قال نكروا لها عرشها, ayah number 41 of Surah An-Naml. He said to them, disguise her throne for her. Change it. Mufassirin explained, they changed the color, they completely disguised her throne. Why did he do this? He wanted to test her intelligence. And he wanted to test her level of perception and the level of understanding, intelligence that she had within her. She was a powerful queen. So he wanted to realize how intelligent she was and what level of intellect she had possessed. قَالَ نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. He said to them, before she comes with the thousands of people that she has marched out with, disguise her throne for her. نَنْظُرْ, we want to see. أَتَهْتَدِي, will she be guided to the truth, meaning she will be able to recognize it after it is completely disguised. أَمْ تَكُوْ مِنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, or she will be from amongst those who are not guided to the truth. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ, she arrived eventually, Bilqis, after traveling for days and days with all of her forces and the entire community and nation over whom she had ruled. The first thing that was said to her, قِيلَ, it was said to her, أَهَاكَذَا عَرْشُ, is your throne like this? Does this look like your throne? Is your throne similar to this throne? What was her response? قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُ, it looks just like it. كَأَنَّهُ هُ, it is as if it is my throne. So from that, Sulaiman alayhi salam detected that she is a woman of intellect. She is a woman of vision. She is a woman of foresight. She is a woman who understands how to govern and how to rule. And she is indeed a woman who is balanced in her approach. And that is why she did not use an irrational approach when Sulaiman alayhi salam extended the invitation to her. وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمٍ قَبْلِهَا, Sulaiman alayhi salam said to her, we have been given the knowledge, that is the knowledge of Nubuwwah and prophethood from before. وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ, and we are Muslims. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that which she worshipped besides Allah, we spoke about them worshipping the sun, she and her entire kingdom and community, they used to worship the sun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever else they worship besides Allah is what prevented them and distracted them from realizing and recognizing Allah. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed she was, that is Bilqis, she was from a disbelieving nation. قِيلَ لَهَا دُخُولِ الصَّرْحَ, Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to impress her even more. He really wanted her to embrace Islam and come into the deen of Islam. So before her arrival, he instructed the jinn kind to build a palace made out of glass. An entire palace and castle made out of glass, pure crystal glass. And he allowed water to flow beneath this palace. So he wanted to entertain her and once again impress her, to show her that the kingdom Allah blessed him with is far better, way, way better than the kingdom she had. And she had a vast kingdom, a very powerful kingdom, Bilqis alayhi salam. But he wanted to show her that he is a Muslim, and because he is a Muslim, not only a Muslim, a Nabi of Allah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him. So he said to her, أُدْخُلِ الصَّرْحَ, enter into the palace, enter into the castle. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ, when she saw it, and when she was about to step into the palace, حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً. She thought it and she imagined it to be flowing water. It was such an amazing palace. The glass was so crystal clear that she could not even identify and recognize the glass that was under, that was above the water. So she saw flowing water. So she thought that it was lujjah. She thought it was flowing water. فَوَكَشَّفَتْ عَنْ سَاقِيهَا. So she uncovered her shins. Normally, when a person is about to step into water, they lift their garment, they uncover their shins, they uncover their feet or their legs so that it is not wet by the water. Now, there are different interpretations given. Why exactly did Sulaiman alayhi salam want to see her feet? There was a reason why he did this, because he heard something about her being half human, half jinn. We spoke about that. He heard of her upper body being human and her lower body being that of jinn kind. He heard of her upper body being that of humankind and her lower body being that of an animal kind, and so on and so forth. Different reasons are given. None of those reasons are proven from Quran or authentic sources of the ahadith, but it is reports that have reached us through different sources, what we refer to as Israeli narration, that is the Israelite reports on the incident. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not explained the reason why. We do not probe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left unexplained. So she lifted her garments, وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقِيهَا, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reason why she lifted the garment, because she imagined it to be flowing water. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِنْ قَوَارِيرٍ. When Sulaiman alayhi salam saw her doing this, immediately he said to her, this is a palace made out of glass. The entire palace is out of glass. Today even, you can't even, today in this age of technology, this cannot be produced. This type of technology and this type of skill and art that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam thousands of years ago. So he said to her that it is a palace, it is a castle that's made out of glass. Qalat, at that point she realized that what she had was nothing. And the power that she had was absolutely nothing. And that she should be in the way, and she should be in the religion of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So instantly, immediately, at that point, that was the point of realization. And that is what Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to do, to impress her through these miracles and through the power that Allah had blessed him with, so that she is influenced to come into the fold of Islam and embrace Islam, the message of Allah. قالت, she said, رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. She made tawbah immediately. She said, oh my Rabb, indeed I have wronged myself. All these years I have been worshipping the sun and I have been instructing people to do the same. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانِ. I have accepted Islam along with Sulaiman alayhi salam, and I have submitted and surrendered myself لله, to Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the world. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops with the incident of Bilqis alayhi salam. Did Sulaiman alayhi salam marry her? Did he not marry her? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned that word. Allah has not explained it. And there's a very important principle when it comes to tafsir, and when it comes to the science of tafsir, is أَبْهِمُوا مَا أَبْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Keep unexplained what Allah has left unexplained. Keep concealed what Allah has kept concealed. Allah did not mention it. There's no need for us to probe further. There's no need for us to investigate. There are some views that he did eventually marry her, but what we do know is that Sulaiman alayhi salam had her sent back to Yemen, and she continued ruling over her community and her people, and he would often visit her and spend some time in her kingdom, and she continued to rule as the queen of Saba and the land of Yemen, but of course this time as a Muslim, and her entire community and nation embraced Islam and came into the fold of Islam and lived by the Sharia as introduced by Sulaiman alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the Muslims.